Those are the only such trees outside the elven home forests. They are a sign that this kingdom is of both kinships. The part elf sighed. As long as it is, they will thrive, but otherwise. Are you one of the rangers? Asked Pox. Do you think that is all elven blood has to do in this kingdom? Pox did not understand the rancor in his voice. I don't know, she said. I was with the rangers in the south last summer, and merely wondered if you knew them. His face relaxed. Oh, well then, I may indeed. I have many friends in the south. But as it happened, he knew of them by name only. They moved on toward the city together, both silent, for some distance. Then, as they neared the first buildings, he spoke again. Have you come from them? Few travel so far in midwinter. I'm a paladin of Gird, said Pox, on quest. He stopped short, and Pox stopped in courtesy. A paladin? Have you come to heal the king? I am not yet sure why I've been called here. It could not be for better cause. Go and see him, at least. He looked about and hailed a youth in green and gold livery. The boy came near, eyes wide, and bowed. Here, Belverin will take you. This lady is a paladin, he explained to the youth. She must see the king. Pox followed the youth through the twisting lanes between trees and buildings to a gate in the castle wall. It surprised her with its size, and she realized again that the trees made it look smaller than it was. She dismounted inside the gate and led the red horse across a wide court. A stable boy came to take her horse, and she warned him not to tie the red horse. The boy nodded and walked off, the horse following. Her escort led her into the main part of the castle, along wide passages. She noticed that the many servants bowed as they passed. She felt the slight tingle that indicated she was near to some act of power. She estimated that they had come to the far side of the castle, on an upper level, when they arrived outside double-carved doors. Two nobles in rich gowns greeted her escort and acknowledged the introduction. Poxenarian, a paladin. Welcome, lady, to the court of our king. I am Sire Belverin. I hope my son has served you well. Pox saw a blush redden the youth's neck. His father was tall and fair, with a red tinge to his hair and beard. And I am Sire Holveric. Are you that Poxenarian who served Phelan of Seia? When Pox nodded, he smiled at her. Then I dare say you know my nephew, Eliam Holveric. Indeed, yes, my lord. When she looked closely at him, something of the eyes seemed like Eliam, but he was much taller, with red-brown hair going silver. Have you come to heal our king, lady? Asked Belverin, with a sour glance at Holveric, which Pox did not miss. I would offer my healing if it were welcome, said Pox cautiously, but the High Lord's power comes at his will, not mine. I fear, my lady, that you come too late, if such was the High Lord's purpose in calling you here. Nonetheless, you shall see the king, if you will, and perhaps can ease him. Sire Holveric smiled at her and turned to the door. Not so fast, Jerris. Have you forgotten what the surgeon said? He must rest, the little he can. Fox's oath in gold to Missen. He's dying anyway. What harm can a paladin do? But the surgeons, the surgeons, humph! And is he better for them these last months? Their voices had risen. Pox was not surprised when the doors opened from within, and a man peered out, scowling.